Does your ministry have problematic neighbors? Stay tuned.
The Legal Alert. Here's attorney David Gibbs Jr.
Pastor Tim was disheartened to find that the domestic violence shelter next door to their church, one that they had supported, was no longer acting as a considerate neighbor. Children on the church playground were finding drug paraphernalia and other activities they'd witnessed in cars in the church parking lot at night. Pastor Tim reached out to the Christian Law Association for guidance on how to legally address the situation without ruining the church's reputation. We were glad to help advise him. When you have people who are neighbor problems for churches, and we get many calls of this nature, always meet with the neighbor and be gracious, but have at least two witnesses with you. Give all your clear concerns to the neighbor in writing. Take photographs and keep written records of what it is that's causing concern. Never have a confrontation of a physical nature. Pray for peace. That's important. And if nothing else works, you will have to call the authorities.
Our free newsletter addresses lots of issues, like the ones we've been discussing today. Why not sign up for it now at christianlaw.org, christianlaw.org.
And it's about 8 minutes now past 12 noon on our Thursday, the 15th day of April. And thank you for tuning our way. We count it a real honor to have you. And if you've got a few minutes to spare around lunchtime, hang around for Swap Shop. Brother Roger Walton will be joining me here in a few minutes. And we'll have items that folks have submitted to us, whether they're to buy, sell, or trade. Lost and found announcements, garage or yard sale invites, and also job openings at area businesses. So if you have any of that info that you'd like to share with us for us to pass it along to our listening audience, it's a free service and you can get your information to us a couple of different ways. You're welcome to email us wgcr@icloud.com. You can visit our website wgcr.net. Or you can simply call us, 828-884-9427. Taking us up to Swap Shop, how about a song from the sisters? You can't beat this family harmony. And a song entitled, Still, I Will Praise You.
When the cares of life are just too much, and I have to drink a bitter cup, when I come to you with desperate cries, but it's only silence that replies. When the wilderness becomes your blame, and I reach but I don't feel your hand, when I think this night will never end, and the darkness is my only friend, still I will praise you, still a path of ease, and my soul a joyful song to sing, but you lead me into suffering, and my tears become my
stop. This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Fanny Crosby is the writer of this song. She was asked to speak to a group of people about her life. During her talk, she had an overwhelming sense that someone there had strayed from their mother and her teachings. She pleaded that if there was one who had strayed, to come see her. A young man of 18 came and told her that he had promised to meet his mother in heaven, but he wasn't saved. Fanny led him to the Lord that night. She went home and couldn't get the thought of "Rescue the Perishing" off of her mind. She wrote the entire song that night, and the next day, William Sloan wrote the music. "Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying. Jesus is Merciful. Jesus Will Save."
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, howdy ho, neighbor, and welcome to Thursday. It's the 15th day of April.
Yeah, this would have been tax day, but it got pushed to May 17th. However, there are some people who still have to file today.
You and I think alike sometimes. Well, I like it when I can think like you, but yes, I have that right here. And it's individuals, if I understood it correctly, individuals have the delayed deadline of the 17th.
And the businesses and all have still got deadlines to meet.
Today. Or whenever their deadline is.
Yeah, today be the day.
Yeah, so if you're an individual and you haven't filed your taxes, you can take a deep breath. Hopefully you already knew that it was delayed. But they said one of the reasons was that, of course, there's so many changes with COVID and deductions and working at home and yada yada, and then what's taxable and what's not. But then the stimulus payments were put right in kind of the heart of tax season. So those were a couple of the reasons that they gave.
Now, minor filed, done, did, come back.
Been there, done that, huh?
Been there, done that, yeah. When I get a refund, I do them early.
I hear you. And I think most of the folks who wait until the deadline are folks that either don't get refunds or owe money. And I can feel your pain there. Well, let's see. A couple of things that we wanted to get to today. And my watch is going off and a lot of things are going off. So I'll try to decipher those. But I had two recalls that I wanted to touch on. Then we want to talk about relief efforts. And we'll go from there. But some bags of Meow Mix Original Choice cat food has been recalled due to salmonella concerns. And they were sold in the 30-pound bags. And they were sold at Walmart stores in several states. And the FDA said that that the makers had not really gotten any reports of, you know, illnesses in pets or anything, but it was out of an abundance of caution. And again, it is Meow Mix Original Choice dry cat food sold in a 30-pound bag, Walmart. And the lot codes, I'm going to give you those because there's only two and they're pretty close together. 108-1804 is one number, and then 108-2804. Those are the two lot numbers. And they had a best if used by date of 9/14/22 and 9/15/22. And if you happen to have that, you are encouraged to, of course, not feed it to your cat, and they say to be careful even in handling it yourself, and that they've got a phone number that you can call, and of course you can take it back to the place you purchased it for a refund, 1-888-569-6728. Again, 888-569-6728. And then the other one is Hostess Snowballs. Man, yeah, it's where they got it's round and it's got cream filled chocolate cakes with marshmallow frosting with coconut on it. Yeah. And yeah, and what apparently happened, they accidentally packaged it in the Hostess chocolate cupcake wrapping, so they put the wrong wrapper on it. And people who have coconut allergies could really be impacted. So that is the mix-up. There's nothing wrong with the snowball itself. It's just that it has, I think, undeclared allergens, which means if you're allergic to coconut. So they say take it back to where you got it and get a full refund. Or I'm sure you could trade it out for what you're looking for.
I have a disturbing story on a similar note. It's not a recall, but it should be. Mm-hmm. This is coming out of Lancaster County in South Carolina, which is east of Rock Hill. Have you seen that?
I think I know where you're going, and it bothered me in many different fashions, but continue ahead.
The law enforcement there, they found during a weapon and drug scan, they said, parents take note. They had a canine handler, and it sniffed out THP, which is part of marijuana. Mm-hmm. In the Trippy Treats Munchables
peanut butter sandwiches. But right on the bag, right smack on the bag, it says 100 milligrams THC hash rosin infused for medical use only. Keep out of the reach of children. And they say the way it's getting in is the states that have now legalized recreational marijuana can make it legally, and somehow it is trickling into the supply. So you need to watch what you buy, and it is right on the bag.
But to look at the coloring, I saw a photo of the packaging, and it looks like something that a child, it's got the colors of a child. There's nothing adult looking about this packaging.
No.
And
it's
that's
just
the
right at the bottom
thing
of
that
it.
Really irks me. Well, I mean, the whole thing irks me, but come on. That's insane.
This is not accepted. By the way, people say it's not addictive, but the CDC has come out and said it's addictive 30% of the time.
Yep. Yeah. And you can read the studies that shows.
So parents, we're living in a day and age where you just got to be on top of so much more than you used to have to be on top of.
Who would have ever thought that, you know, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be something that you would need to pay close attention to? I didn't read the whole article. I just kind of read the headline, but it said that somewhere in a school system, again, somewhere in the United States in a school system, there's these things called crustables, and they're like sandwiches that you can made pre-made that have the crust cut off. You know, because some kids just don't like the crust.
Like the crust.
But so they have things called crustables. But they found that in some school systems, and I believe these were older students, had taken the crustables, taken the filling out, and had put drugs inside the crustables. And that's how they were bringing the illegal substances into the school. I don't know. God,
but this one, you know, that's people being malicious at one mm-hmm. place. This is, who knows what other school systems they're in.
And when the manufacturers, well, again, it does say on the packaging, if you read it, it does say that it has T8, whatever it was.
It has 100 something milligrams. I just clicked mm-hmm. off the, I was on Lancaster's Facebook page. But it says 100 milligrams, whatever it is, infused THP.
So it was on there. But if you just glance at it, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the packaging would be appropriate for any kindergartner. I mean, because it's the colors, it's got that certain font, it's got all that. So, my goodness, God help us. Got something here. This just came in, so let me see if I can back out. And again, it's on my phone. Okay. This afternoon at the Anchor Baptist Grocery Warehouse, after around 3:30, that's the time, folks, we have 13 pallets of farm-to-family boxes being delivered to our warehouse. That's about 500 boxes. And the crew is setting up for a drive-through. You won't even have to get out of your vehicle. You'll come into the property here at 3232 Hendersonville Highway. May I ask you to please drive slowly on the property, because this is right around the time that our school lets out, between 3 and 3:30. But you'll come in, you'll travel down to our grocery warehouse, which is on the lower part of our property, and there'll be folks directing you. And the only thing that you will need to give is your name and a contact phone number. And that's just for record's sake. And then if you are picking up for another family member, you need to have their name and their contact phone number. So again, the drive-through will begin at 3:30 this afternoon. It's a good load, and we're very thankful for a good supply, but approximately 500 boxes of farm-to-family. And these boxes, Brother Roger, they're available to anyone. Everyone, we want you to take advantage, because there's really not a single person breathing that's not been affected by COVID, and that's the criteria of getting these boxes. But in the box, previously, I can only tell you previously, I haven't seen anything that's in today, a list for today, but usually you get some type of milk and dairy products, whether it's milk, yogurt, cheese. There's usually some type of vegetable, whether it's fresh or canned. There's most times some type of meat, whether it's some type of chicken, etc. So it's a very nice box. Everything, of course, good, in date. And this was originated back under President Trump in trying to help the farmers because they were having to basically dump so much of their product because the restaurants were not open. So that was the government buying directly from the farmers and then turning around and giving it away to folks that are affected by COVID. So that's kind of a nutshell what's happening with Farm to Family. Again today, Anchor Grocery Warehouse, 3232 Hendersonville Highway. The drive-through is set to start at 3:30. Tell your friends and neighbors, come on by. 500 boxes approximately, 13 pallets worth. So come by. We'll look forward to seeing you, and the great folks will even load it in your car for you. So you just got to drive in and then drive out.
Sound like a winner.
I don't know how it would be any easier unless we went home with you and cooked it for you, but I don't think that's going to happen. But we want to make it as easy as we can. Well, Brother Roger, do you have any updates on our relief effort for St. Vincent?
Couple things. My CEO posted a video from Operation Reaching Our Caribbean, and I just was overwhelmed. They're up on top of a roof shoveling 6 inches of ash off to try to keep the roof from collapsing.
Wow.
And then I'm just going to read this from Captain Perrier. He says, folks, we need help. The ship's cost for this trip is about $16,000, and then we need to pay for the cargo. St. Vincent has suffered a life-changing catastrophe. God, Burton married me 2.5 years ago for such a time as this, and I've often wondered why God kept opening so many doors and making a way when there was no way. Mm. Now I know. And then he has a post here from David Schaefer, who is the deputation director of My Sea Hope. And he says, please, pastors, friends, family, even enemies, if I can get them to help. Sea Hope is preparing a relief mission to the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, where the volcano erupted last week. The island is still experiencing earthquakes, lava flows, and falling ash, which has contaminated the water supply coming off the mountain. Now, I didn't know this, but this is pretty cool. Sea Hope can purify 1,000 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Which would be a tremendous help, but they're going to have to go offshore a ways to do that. They said, as we head down to assist in cleanup, rebuilding, we need to be loaded with food like rice and beans, building and cleaning supplies. Quite honestly, anything we can carry and get to the island as quickly as possible. The mission is urgent. We know that many families living on the campus of the Bible College of the Caribbean on the island, they're safe but in critical need of food and supplies. So I'm asking my friends, associates, and family on Facebook to make a generous donation to this mission. 2 Corinthians 9 tells us, generous sowing results in generous reaping. Most of all, God receives the glory and thanks. Several have already helped, and I'm very appreciative of your support. Any amount will be a blessing to help suffering saints. Please send your donations to Anchor Baptist Missions International, 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Put on the memo line, Sea Hope. Thank you.
Wow.
That's the update that I have.
Well, I caught and I jotted down some notes. The cost of the Sea Hope, that's just for the fuel.
Just to make the trip.
To make the trip was $16,000, if I wrote that down correctly. And that doesn't include any supplies to take. And
Correct. As
he said, they're looking to take anything, but kind of up on the priority list would be water and non-perishable food items.
Yeah, like rice and beans is what they eat.
And we're still taking your donations. Thank you to everyone that's responded thus far. Everything that you give goes 100%. There's no administrative fees taken out at all. And you can make that tax-deductible donation by phone if you like, using your credit or debit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. The phone number, call here, 828-884-9427. Or you can go online to our secure giving portal. You can find it at WGCR.net, and there will be a link. It just says donate here, and you click it. Or if you'd like to go directly, go to anchorbaptistdisaster.net. No space in that. anchorbaptistdisaster.net. And again, it is a secure giving portal, and 100% of what you give goes. And the only thing, Brother Roger, that I've not seen in print from the Sea Hope or Captain Puryear would be the date that they're going to try to sail. Now, I had heard early on they were going to try to sail around the 1st of May, and I guess maybe that's a fluid date because they're waiting to get things paid for and to get the supplies that they need. And
yes, I was looking just through these posts just to see if there was anything. I thought I saw a May date as well.
Okay. And someone asked about giving items. And of course we would never turn any gift away, but where we are at this point is it's more efficient for time and finances for us to get the money to the folks there at the Sea Hope, or to go ahead and order the items, water, rice, beans, etc., and then have it delivered directly there to where they can load it on the ship. That way if we got something here, that would mean we would need to load it up here and take it to the Sea Hope ourselves. And time-wise and finances-wise, that we would be a better steward with things and get more for the donated money to just order it and have it delivered there, kind of cut that middle person out. So that's why the reasoning is asking for financial donations as opposed to having water or non-perishable items brought here.
And if you have Facebook and you go to the My Sea Hope page, the very first post right now is that video of them shoveling the 6 inches of ash off the roof. Wow. And then below that, you see these posts that I have seen. Plus, there are a set of pictures where you can actually see the entire ship.
Oh, wow.
They will start at the beginning, go all the way to the end, and turn around. And it's quite an interesting operation when you look at it from that point of view. Yeah. And the stories behind it, I always like the stories behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Puryear has his and his wife's story with David Schaefer underneath that, who is the deputation director. But underneath that is Gina Durante. She's the cook. She was born and raised in the Philippines in a Catholic family. Migrated to the United States in May of 1992. 5 months later, joined the United States Navy as a cook. She heard the gospel early in the service, but did not understand or accept it. While stationed in Iceland in 2005, she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. And while stationed in Norfolk, she joined Good News Baptist Church in Chesapeake. During a revival in 2011, she surrendered to be a missionary.
That's the God we serve.
She went to college in Virginia Beach, which is where my in-laws live, and got a master's in religious education with a concentration in biblical counseling.
Wow.
That is so cool.
And God put her on the Sea Hope.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's him. That's just how he likes to work. And that Facebook page is My Sea Hope. And is it hyphenated, if I remember?
Yes, it's My hyphen Sea hyphen Hope, all capitals.
Okay.
And it's a like page. So
yeah,
you just like it. You can see all those things.
Yeah, because I visited it earlier in the week, and I also went to My Sea Hope's webpage, but
which I was just on.
Yeah, so it has the biographies and things, but I didn't get back to the Facebook, but I have to see the photos. And earlier we had Miss Lynn Tinsley gave us a great kind of analogy of what that volcanic ash is like. It's like baby powder in its purest consistency. But then when it gets wet, it becomes concrete feeling. It becomes hard. And so you've got everything from baby powder to concrete that they're dealing with. And 6 inches.
What I'm looking at is kind of black, and it looks like he's able to shovel it. It's starting to get hard, but he's starting to he's able to break it free. But that's kind of interesting.
So, folks, your help is needed. Would you pray, first of all, for our brothers and sisters and those there in St. Vincent, and pray for those that are trying to do the legwork and get relief to them? Pray for the country. They're trying to drill wells to try to help with the drinking water, but that's a slow process at best. And it's going to be a long, drawn-out effort. And Brother Puryear said that earlier, and Brother Roger read that statement earlier from Brother Puryear, that's going to be ongoing. That number again, if you'd like to donate again, 100% of what you give goes, 828-884-9427, or you can go and log on and give through a secure giving site at WGCR.net, or you can go directly to anchorbaptistdisaster.net. And would you help us spread the word on this? If you've got friends, churches that you know of that help in disaster, would you help us spread the word? And Brother Roger will have more details this afternoon on Drive Time. Okay, hang on. I just got a note here, Brother Roger. Again, I'm getting a couple of different texts on different... let's see. We just got a call from Captain Puryear. And he said that they have a sale date of May 11th or 12th. Pray that the funds will be met. They are planning to have a conference call meeting with one of the pastors in St. Vincent next week. And looks like two of the men here, young men on staff, will be a part of the crew, or with our Bible college on staff, etc. But two from Anchor will be going. So pray for all the details. I'm sure they are, they're doing all they can to try to get there as quickly as possible.
Well, just to give you an idea, okay, and I'm not going to tell you how many miles is between these, but if you know the Caribbean, there's a lot of miles between islands. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, due north is St. Lucia.
Okay.
You go due north of there, it's Martinique. You go north of there, it's Dominica. That's how far Ash went.
Wow.
You go north of there, it's Guadalupe. You go north of there, and you are now at St. John's Antigua. And then you got to make the shift to the left, and you hit the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then you hit Puerto Rico. And is that not where they're at right now? Are they not?
They are, I believe, the last I heard, the ship was there in Alabama, Louisiana,
Alabama. Was back in Alabama. Okay, then they have a lot, they have a long ways to go.
Yeah, and once they make their original delivery of supplies, they will then work out of a port in Puerto Rico. That would be, that was my understanding.
Okay. But, so if they're coming from Alabama, it's not, you know how long it took to go to Haiti, and that's not anywhere near. So they've got to come down and around there and then come straight. It's a long, that's quite a trip.
Yeah, it's a big undertaking, and just excited to see how the Lord put the Sea Hope all together. And I would encourage you, if you got a few minutes, go read the stories of how it all came together and all that God has done. And thankful for the ministry of the Sea Hope and everybody that's had a part of it. Okay, thank you, Brother Daniel. It is in Gulfport, Mississippi. So
Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah, Gulfport, Mississippi. Thank you. So that's where they'll be launching from originally. So appreciate everybody praying. And, you know, there's the Lord knows all the details that need to happen between now and then. But a tentative sale date of May 11th or 12th. So we've got a little less than a month, Brother Roger, and we need to go ahead. And if the Lord has prompted you to give, if you would go ahead, that way we can get the money to them and they can go ahead and get everything purchased and loaded and on its way.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
A lot going on, and I don't see it getting any better till the Lord comes.
That's right.
This world has turned its back on God, and Lord willing, next week on Drive Time, I'm going to deal with the empires that God deals with. Mm. We've had many empires throughout history, but there are seven that God deals with. And where we are in that timeline is incredible. So yeah. I'm looking for, this is what he said, occupy till I come. Mm-hmm. I know that things look like he's coming, but we're not going to climb up in a tree and get ready to leap.
Right.
What we need to be doing is all we can.
Right.
So that when he comes, we'll be found faithful.
That's right. Amen.
And I've learned a long time ago, I don't succumb to pressure. I succumb to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and I mind the Lord.
Yeah.
Do you know, he's asked my wife and I to do some unbelievable things in our marriage. And what's cool is when I got off of Swap Shop, I already had an amount in mind. I went and my text went off, and it was my wife wondering if we could give this much.
And that was the amount you had.
Uh-huh. It's been like that our whole marriage.
Wow.
It wasn't in the very beginning. She wasn't used to my responding to giving like that. But she caught on real quick. And let me tell you this real quick. She worked at the Lakeland Christian School cafeteria. There was a staff there of about seven cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And she became very good friends with one of them who went to our church. And she wanted to know if she could use our oven to cook her Thanksgiving turkey in, because theirs stopped, their stove and oven stopped working. And so my wife came home and said, instead of doing that, could we buy her a brand new stove and oven? I said, no, not unless you look me straight in the eye and say, God told you this is what we're to do. And she wrestled with that thing. And she came back and says, God's telling me that's what we're to do. I said, we don't have the money, but we'll go do it. So we wrote a check into the hole, went out and purchased it, got a friend of ours to go deliver it, not tell her where it came from. And on Sunday, someone gave us a boatload of money and covered the whole thing. And my wife said the hardest thing to do was listen to her talk about her blessing and not lose it.
Oh, my. Don't you love to sit back and just watch God do that?
And, yeah.
And he's done it time and time and time again.
And he's asked us to do Abraham things. Yeah. Pack up. Where am I going? I'll tell you after you pack up. We sold the Etowah house and moved back to Florida for 1 year and then came back and pastored Green River. And what we did is I didn't want her to fly through Atlanta because it was 1996 and that was the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her to fly through another town. I was going to send her out to her parents' house. And so the boys and I decided we would take her to the Tampa airport. She would go through Dallas-Fort Worth, and we would just have a guy's vacation. But God had given me a verse. Go back to where your tent was at the beginning.
Mm.
We got married. We moved to Ocala in 1980. That's our first married home. And then a church, we had friends in so many churches. I said, where do I go to church? He said, back where your tent was at the beginning. So we went to church, and afterwards, the pastor that I had, his son's now the pastor. So I went up to him during handshaking time and I said, listen, you were in college when I was here and it was the Awana missionary under your dad. But I was wondering if you had any openings in your Christian school. He said, we need a Spanish teacher. I said, no, I know enough to hurt people. He said, we need a computer Bible teacher. I said, that's what I've been teaching. So he said, you got the job if you want it. I'll talk with that phone call just messed me up, principal. Well, he says, once you wait here, I'll go call him. He comes back and he says, he wants to know if you're the Roger Walton that was the Awana missionary to Florida. I said, yes. He said, he told me to hire you immediately. I said, well, okay, we just need to find my wife a job. Well, when we came in to fill out the paperwork, they said, we have an opening in the office. So we both got jobs the same day, went back, packed up the moving truck after the vacation and drove down and lived in a little room till we got ourselves a home. So that was a strange move, but, you know, God opened every door just like he said he would, but that was an Abraham thing.
Yeah.
No, we didn't know what was going to do.
Yeah.
I just learned that you can't, if you know, and this is what I tell God all the time, I'll do it if you'll make it clear that you're talking to me.
Yeah.
If I know it's you, it's a done deal. There'll be no argument.
Yeah. And when you know it's God, he's promised he'd take care of us when you know it's him. And so that Brother Roger, by sharing things like that, it encourages folks, you know, and we've all got a story to tell. We've all got, God's been good to all of us. He's done something for each and every one of us. And just by telling that, you may think, I'm not a great eloquent speaker, and I don't know. Just tell folks what God's done for you.
Yeah. Testimony services where you stand up, you'll never know how many people you touch with your testimony.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't be afraid. If God puts something on your heart to share, to do, as long as you know it's him, you go right ahead. He'll take care of it. Well, we're looking forward to devotions today, and I'm going to go ahead and jump over here, Brother Roger. Traffic coming out of Malfunction Junction. It's just construction, I'm assuming, that's affecting eastbound traffic.
It's gotten better.
Okay, that's good.
It's actually gotten better.
Earlier today, 26 was a mess.
Oh, it was. Wow.
Brother Brian, when I came up around 8 o'clock, he's like, have you seen 26? I'm like, nope. He clicked the map, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it was much better.
It was still there at 8:30 when I did the 8:30 news.
Yeah, so thankfully, it's improved a lot. But be careful as you're out and about. And if you have a swap shop item for us today, you can reach us at 828-884-9427. I don't know if you'll know this answer. I don't. Someone texted in and said, and I'm assuming it's the Sea Hope, are they on Instagram? So does anybody know if the Sea Hope is on Instagram? If anybody knows, text us here, 577-1296, and let us know, because I don't know the answer to that.
I don't have Instagram.
Okay. I don't either. So, but we'll see if we can find out for you.
All right, we have two cemetery lots at the Blue Ridge Gardens of Memories, 900 for both, 342-3586, 342-3586.
We've got an FD45 guitar, $350 or best offer. They also have a 700 Kawasaki 4x4, has 50 hours on the motor. They're asking $8,500. They have a 1949 Chevy truck, has a new motor and new tires, but still needs some work on it. They're asking $6,500 or best offer. 785-8687, 785-8687.
Five stainless steel pet gates that are stackable, $1,200 for all. Two beauty shop stations, $875 for both. Two roll carts, $20 a piece. A black refrigerator in good condition, $200. And a washer and dryer that work great and in good condition, $375 for both. 577-1744, 577-1744.
And I apologize for computer tones if people hear that. I'm not exactly sure how to make them go away, but I had to enlarge my screen. I'm reading phone numbers and going, wait a minute, I'm guessing. So I'm going to make it bigger.
I'm with you.
Somebody is looking for a full-size four-wheel drive truck to pull a trailer, looking for something in good working condition, and they have a budget of $5,000. 553-0112, 553-0112.
Commercial hat rack for $40, three collectible cars in good condition, $200 for all three, and six security cameras, indoor and outdoor use, but it needs the base, $35 for all, 255-9033, 255-9033.
Here's two job openings at a small assisted living facility. They need a housekeeper, and they also need a nurse's aide, and these openings are on third shift. And you need to call Kathy between the hours of 10 and 5 and make an appointment to go and meet them in person. The number to call, 628-1565, and again, you need to speak with Kathy, 628-1565.
someone has 2 3x5 chain link gates, and then two of another dimension chain link gates. The number there is 633-1172-633-1172.
Anchor Fence Company is looking to hire 4 employees. They prefer men with some experience in fence building, but if not, they're willing to train. You do need to have a good, strong back because it is a physically demanding job. Call Jerry at 713-9484, 713-9484.
Anchor Baptist Church and Ministries is in need of several items: king-size bedroom suit, box springs mattress, bed frame, dresser, and nightstands for a large room. The bigger, the better. Good working front load washer and dryer, coolers, various sizes, styrofoam or hard shell. They can be dropped off at the Mission Warehouse. Call and leave your name and number for Pastor Barton at 828-884-9427, 884-9427.
And I think that's our items for today. Would like to give a quick shout out of a happy birthday to Brother David Whitmire, who is celebrating today.
Happy birthday, sir.
God bless you, sir. And folks are listening and know someone celebrating a birthday or possibly a wedding anniversary, we would love to celebrate with you. You can get those names to us a couple of different ways. You can call us 828-884-9427. Or you are welcome to email us here, wgcr@icloud.com, or you can text us at 828-577-1296. Let's see, check different spellings for the Sea Hope. The exact spelling is just S-E-A-H-O-P-E. So that's Sea Hope. I don't know if they've hyphenated it, and I haven't had anybody, haven't had anybody else respond about Sea Hope being on Instagram. So we're going to keep looking for you, and we'll let you know. All right, Brother Roger, I have your song for you. Looking forward to devotions.
I've been singing this song all day. Mm-hmm. I can't get it off of my heart. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, but it would be holy and without blemish." And when we get down into the First John, he says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." This is an old hymn that the Jim Brady Trio resurrected. It's beautiful. And I want to draw your attention to this. "Today, no condemnation abides to turn away my soul from his salvation. He's in my heart to stay." Now listen to this. "When Satan stops and whispers, 'You've sinned,' no use to pray. I turn my gaze towards Jesus, and he tells me to say, 'I see a crimson stream of blood that flows from Calvary. Its waves reach the throne of God, and they're sweeping over me.'" I want you to listen to a beautiful old hymn by the Jim Brady Trio, "I See a Crimson Stream of Blood."
On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sin's demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow, across our path were laid. I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. It's where
to Jesus.